Joining us now, David Levy with CBiz. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Do you like Dave or David?
David is great.
David. Dave, it is. Go ahead,
Dave. A lot of listeners may have noticed that we've introduced a new vignette in the mornings. It runs every other day. It's called Today's Business Radio. It's hosted by Tom Lyons. And in this vignette, runs at 7:50 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tom talks with people from various businesses about business interests, business needs, business information. It's got valuable little pieces of information, and one of the companies that participates in this is CBiz. And we wanted to take a couple minutes to introduce you to the listeners and talk about what you do, what CBiz does, and what type of information listeners can expect to get on these vignettes.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. CBiz is a financial products and services business that we are a national firm. I manage our accounting and tax practice in the Minneapolis area. And what you're going to hear from us over the course of the next year are issues that are important to business owners relating to tax, business planning, and issues that are of importance to closely held business owners.
Mm-hmm. So you're a tax accountant.
I am a tax accountant.
That's fascinating. Tell me, what...
Is it really fascinating?
What is it about numbers...
First person to ever say that.
...that makes them so fascinating?
They can tell you anything you want to know.
Tell me about the numbers. How did you get into accounting? Was Secret Agent Rockstar taken already?
No, my family actually has a history in small business. My family in Chicago has a fifth generation tobacconist pipe shop.
And oh, cool.
I've always, I knew when dealing with my parents and grandparents that business and business advice was stuff we talked about at the dinner table. And I just found it very fascinating and very intriguing.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I wish you didn't have the field you have. Being an accountant for taxes. I mean, it's got to be why people hire you, because taxes are so complicated.
Well, they're complicated. They're frustrating. In many cases, they're counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. One of my more frustrating aspects of my practice is that people that are smart and very knowledgeable about things are just throwing up their hands with respect to their tax work because it is so complex. Mm-hmm. And changes all the time. We talked at one point a while ago, they changed the laws. It would be as if you're a doctor and one day penicillin no longer works. Mm-hmm. They just changed the laws, and oftentimes it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
We talk a lot about taxes and the impact that it has on the business community in this state and nationwide, and how it affects employment, how it affects the business community. And one of the things that that gets said a lot is that these businesses aren't planning, you know, 6 months ahead or 8 months ahead. They're planning 2 years, 5 years. They're looking way down the line. How do you do that when the tax law changes almost every year?
Well, it makes it very difficult. One of the things that we talked about in our vignette is that this past December, we had a tax bill that created a lot of changes with extenders, things that had expired at the end of 2013. And for businesses that wanted to take advantage of them, they found out that the law became effective in the middle of December, mm-hmm. retroactive to the first of the year.
So retroactive.
Right. So how are you going to make business decisions when you find out 11 and a half months later that it's going to have an impact on your taxes?
Right.
And for a lot of our clients and for a lot of businesses, taxes are one of your top expenses. And you're trying to manage that expense part of your business, and they keep changing the landscape on you.
It's got to be frustrating, you know, because businesses don't like to engage, and I don't blame them. They don't like to engage in ideological politics because you're going to alienate somebody. You're going to alienate a potential customer.
As Michael Jordan said, Republicans buy Nikes too.
Exactly. But, you know, it would be nice if there was just some consistency. Like, pick whatever tax method you want to use, state of Minnesota, and just be consistent with it for maybe 3 to 4 to 5 years and stick with it. So allow these businesses to adjust and plan so that they can thrive without having to. I mean, the embedded costs of just tax compliance have got to be one of the not taxes itself, not what a business is writing a check to the government, but what they are writing the checks to the people who keep them compliant have got to be extraordinary.
Well, they're not all that high.
They're reasonable at CBiz.
But what it does do, yeah. But what it does do is it really takes that business owner's eye off the ball of operating his or her business when they have to keep trying to
figure
out.
Nobody opens up a business with the idea of, man, I can't wait to pay taxes.
I want to be bogged down in paperwork, man.
I want to provide some stuff. I want to provide health insurance to people and pay taxes. That's why I invented this widget.
Yeah, my first call of the day is going to be to my tax guy. You know, that's the best way to start the day.
Well, look at what they did with the warehouse tax. They passed it. It was law, hadn't taken effect yet. And then they said, well, next session, we might get rid of it. So it's already passed, but they might get rid of it. Maybe. Maybe not.
Right.
How do you plan around that?
It makes it very hard to encourage people to do business in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And your website is cbiz.com?
Right.
What size business do you serve?
We serve in the Minneapolis area. Our primary clients are probably between $5 and $100 million in revenue. But frankly, more of what I would call our sweet spot is the closely held business. And whether that business is a development stage business, a $20 or $30 million business, or in some cases a $500 or $600 million business, oftentimes the issues that those business owners face are the same. You know, they just say, well, you know, it's a couple more zeros. And sometimes there's some additional complexity, but many of our more intriguing situations are helping that new entrepreneur grow his or her business.
Yeah.
And at a different stage of the business cycle, the $500 or $600 million business might be looking to sell, transition to the kids or grandkids, and they're all terrific planning opportunities that we can bring some value to the table.
All right, check out cbiz.com. David, you want to hang out and
sure.
Crack wise while we have Ben Johnson with the City Pages on? We'll do that. He's stuck in traffic. Joining us over the phone, Ben Johnson from the City Pages.